This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to the Joy of Living Creatively on the Personal Life Media Network. My name is Eric Maisel, and I invite you to spend some time with me today exploring your creative nature and the many ways that you can realize your potential and lead a more creative, meaningful life. On each episode of The Joy of Living Creatively, I'll share with you what I've learned as a creativity coach, a therapist to artists, and as a working writer. Whether your goal is to live an everyday creative life, or whether your goal is to go a step further and dedicate yourself to some discipline like writing, painting, or scientific research, I think that you'll find something in each episode that will help you navigate your creative journey. Before I begin, I want to chat about an anonymous survey I'm taking of my listeners. I hope you'll participate because your participation helps me to get sponsors. Just go to personallifemedia.com and click on the listener survey ad on my show page and episode pages. Please take a moment to click over to personallifemedia.com and take my listener survey. Thanks so much for supporting The Joy of Living Creatively. Today's episode is part of a series called Lessons from San Francisco. In this series, I've chosen essays from my book, A Writer San Francisco, that I'm betting will help you deepen your connection to your creative life and motivate you to create every day. Today's show is called City Lights. Let's begin. The problem with bookstores is all those books. I'm not analogizing to a groaning buffet, to the idea that we writers are inclined to buy 3 books every time we set foot into a bookstore, even though we have 29 unread ones at home. No, the problem with all those books is that any one of them can precipitate a meaning crisis. You are writing a book about herons and discover 10 new books about the bird. Damn. You are a Catholic and encounter a shelf full of books about priestly atrocities. Damn. You glance at the new novel of an author you admire and find it deadly dull, which rings several bells, including the gong announcing that published authors can get away with second-rate work. Damn. You see that your excellent idea for a gift book has already been done. Damn. An avowed evolutionist, you peek into a book on intelligent design and find it riveting. Thunder and damnation. The answer isn't to avoid bookstores and books. The answer is to understand how sneakily meaning crises arise in the course of everyday living. Meaning is not set. It is in turbulent flux. It is impossible to maintain constant meaning, as if you were a rock, without acting like a rock, without foregoing thought and learning nothing from experience. If the choice is to maintain a rock-solid grip on meaning by staying inert, or to proceed like a higher-wire artist, trembling in the wind 1,000 feet above meaninglessness, which will it be? If you opt for the risk, then bookstores are back in the picture. Yes, they are dangerous places, but you have opted for danger. Yes, a book you encounter may explode your worldview, but you have allowed for that possibility and carry around, as a first aid kit, your wry love of the human condition. In fact, you are not only the recipient of meaning crises, you are also a meaning provocateur. Bookstores may be battlefields, but they are also the places where new meaning gets made, including the meaning bound up in the books you write. Now that you have allowed bookstores back into your life, you will want to visit that San Francisco landmark, City Lights Bookstore in North Beach. It is an institution, as is Vesuvio Cafe next door, and the Tosca Cafe Bar across Columbus Street. Alas, the tour buses no longer stop at city lights to provide visitors with a glimpse of beatniks. But it remains the right place to honor the 50th anniversary of Allen Ginsberg's Howl, and the only place to view the Zapatista mural next door in Jack Kerouac Alley. This corner of Columbus and Broadway, where city lights has lived for 50 years, doesn't feel a bit like Paris. Yet city lights is a sure nexus between Paris and San Francisco. Literary historian Bill Morgan described this revered landmark in The Beat Generation in San Francisco, quote, "Painter and poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti Getty loved the idea of a bookstore since his good friend George Whitman in Paris had started one called Libraire Mistral, later renamed Shakespeare and Company. The little one-room pie-shaped bookstore opened in June 1953, and Martin and Ferlinghetti began selling new quality paperbacks and early alternative newspapers and magazines. Out front on the sidewalk, there were used books in Parisian-style book racks with lids that could be closed at night, like quayside kiosks in Paris. From his graduate school days at the Sorbonne in Paris, Ferlinghetti was familiar with the tradition of booksellers also being publishers, and he wanted to print small editions of poetry in paperback format. City Light's first publication was his own collection, Pictures of the Gone World, published in 1955. This was number one of the Pocket Poet series, inspired by a French publisher's Poets of Today series," unquote. As a San Francisco-Paris nexus, it is the ideal place to lose your meaning bearings, just as you might in a Sorbonne classroom. It is also the very place to recover those bearings. You can make the entire round trip in a single afternoon, wandering in and finding, in a book on noir cinema or a volume of Baudelaire, both published by City Lights, some phrase that turns your world concave. You reel at the meaning leak that feels like spinal fluid escaping, quickly regroup because you are existentially adept, and celebrate your survival with a beer at Vesuvio's or a cappuccino at Tosca's. What an afternoon! Perfect for a writer. You can have the same disorienting adventure in any quadrant of San Francisco. Find a book that shakes your world at Red Hill Books in Bernal Heights. Celebrate your survival across the street at Progressive Grounds Cafe. If you're in the Haight, make it the Booksmith and Rocking Java. The Richmond, Green Apple, and Java Source. Downtown, Stacy's and a Starbucks. But the classic place to lose and find meaning is at City Lights, that venerable beat haunt on Columbus. It is a place to pay your respects. Remember that in 1956, Ferlinghetti first published Ginsberg's Howl and Other Poems, defended it against obscenity charges in a high-profile trial, prevailed, and went on to sell a million copies of it in its City Lights edition. It became one of the great sellers in the history of poetry. That is a lot to consider and be thankful for. In The Fall of America, Allen Ginsberg described City Lights as home. It is your home, too. That ends today's show. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll tune in next week for another episode of The Joy of Living Creatively. If you subscribe to The Joy of Living Creatively, you won't miss a single episode. To subscribe, please visit personallifemedia.com or look for The Joy of Living Creatively in iTunes. You might also want to visit my blog, where many guest correspondents write about issues of interest to creative people. My blog is available at the personallifemedia.com website. If you'd like to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is eric@personallifemedia.com. And I hope that you'll visit my website to learn more about my books and services. To visit, please head over to ericmaisel.com. That's ericmaisel.com. Thank you for listening. Oh, and a last reminder about the anonymous survey I'm taking of my listeners. I hope you'll participate. Just go to personallifemedia.com and click on the listener survey ad on my show page and episode pages. Thanks so much for supporting The Joy of Living Creatively.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.